Okay, you guys, I have the riff of the century. There's a girl on a scooter riding next to me right now, so if you hear that noise. Okay, so I just gave the best, like the best speech, talk, interview, whatever. I was just part of a summit for female entrepreneurs, and holy shit, I looked at Kurt and I was like, that was the best talk I've ever given in my whole life. It was like so fucking good. And this is what I want to say to you about it, because I'm going to boil down what I shared in about 30 minutes in like less than 5 minutes, okay? And you're probably going to want to, I'm going to pin this and you're going to come back to it and you're going to listen to it over and over and over and over and over again, okay? So I want you to think about your external reality, like your business results, your bank account, clients, content, whatever, right? External reality, like the outside of the earth, right? If we're looking at the earth and it's like a circle, we have like the exterior, right? That's like the trees and the ocean and the water and the fishies. And then the inside is like the magma, right? The magma and whatever else happens, the core of the earth. When you try to change the outside of the earth first, it doesn't work. You have to change the magma and the core and like the energy inside of the earth in order for the external to change. Okay, same in business. In business, the core of your business is your identity. Your identity, how you see yourself, who you know yourself to be, right? If you right now are seeing yourself as a struggling business owner or a broke business owner or a whatever other thing, right? Oh, I'm not making money. I'm not successful. I'm not this. I've only sold this many spots. I've only made this. You are literally fulfilling that prophecy, okay? All day, every day, what you need to do is monitor your thoughts and tell yourself what you want to be true right now. Because you know, 5D reality is multiple timelines. There is a timeline in which you already have a business that's making multiple six, seven figures, whatever fucking amount of money you want to make. It doesn't matter, right? How much success and impact you want to make, it already exists. So why are we operating from old, outdated programming, right? The way that manifestation works, the way that law of assumption works, and we're going to dive into this a little bit more tomorrow. I know tomorrow's Q&A, but we're going to talk about this because it's really fucking important. You have to live from the wish and the desire fulfilled. Think from the desire fulfilled. Okay, you want to make 10K a month? Let's just make that your first goal. Great. Think from that place. Act like her. How did you get there? Did you get there by dipping out of the ring? Did you get there by trying to figure it out yourself? Did you get there by telling yourself, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. No, you had unwavering self-belief. You had unwavering action. You got yourself into the room even though it was scary because you stretched your time horizon. You see what I'm saying? If I made decisions for my present self, I would never get anywhere. You must make decisions and actions and have thoughts from your desired state. This is how we quantum leap and jump timelines. We're gonna go all the way back to module one. We talked about identity, but we gotta keep talking about it because your strategy don't mean shit if you don't have this identity piece down. You have to see yourself as already successful, and money does not equal success. Some of you are mistaking money for success. Guess what? Success is taking action. Guess what? Success is getting yourself in the room. Guess what? Success is momentum. Can you see yourself as successful right fucking now? Why do you need to wait until you see the money in the bank account or the clients or the whatever to see yourself as successful? See yourself as successful right now. See yourself and feel yourself being successful right now. This is the last part of this. Feeling. We all know that in order to manifest things, we have to feel it first. We have to feel abundant before abundance finds us, right? And realize actually that we are the abundance that we're seeking. But on a more grounded level, we have to feel successful before success shows up. So that means we have to live in the end. We have to live in the feeling. We have to live in the desired state of abundance. We have to live in the desired state of successful. We have to live in the desired state of wealth. We have to live in the desired state of freedom. We have to live in the desired state of impact already. It doesn't matter how many fucking people are already purchasing from you. Stop using metrics and numbers and looking at the 3D to dictate how you feel. You have to quit that. Identity work comes first, then results. You cannot change your results without changing your identity. The second this drops into your body and you actually realize that what you need to practice is living in the end and taking action from there, right? Living as the successful version of you, the one that's fucking crushing it, the one that's whatever, making whatever dollars, making the impact, la 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 la. What is she doing? How is she showing up? What are the actions she is taking? What is she telling herself? What is she saying when she looks in the mirror? What's her inner world like, right? This is going to require you to completely change your identity, change your beliefs, change what you tell yourself. You got to look in the mirror every fucking morning and tell yourself, my business is exploding. People are signing up. I don't care if it's not true right now. Tell yourself that. Look at yourself in the mirror, look into your eyes and tell yourself that it is happening, that it is happening. It is happening right now. It's motherfucking happening. Don't say it's gonna happen. Don't say my business is gonna blow up. Don't say I know I'm capable of greatness. Say I'm happy. It's happening now. Now, the only thing there is right fucking now. Stop putting your success in the future by your language. Stop saying that. Claim it now. Now, right now, right now, right now. Be her now. Take action like her now. Show up like her like now. Create content like her now. Do the things like her right fucking now. Okay? Identity is literally everything. We're going to jam on this even more tomorrow, okay? But I really want you to be serious about your motherfucking identity, okay? Because it literally dictates everything else in your life. You tell yourself, it's not working. Well, it ain't going to be working. You got to go within. Identity is everything. How you see yourself as successful right now. See yourself as being, I'm a well sought out coach or whatever you are. I'm well sought out. Oh yeah. I'm always booked. I'm always booked. My books are always be booking. That's how I want you to start talking about yourself, to yourself, with yourself, to people. When people ask you on the street, how's your business going? Don't say, say it's growing. Oh my God, it's blowing up. You don't have to tell them how much money you're making. It doesn't matter. Guess what? A past version of you would be so jealous of the results you have now. So can you just like use these timeline things as a way to level up? You know? Oh God. I've had enough of the bullshit. You know, I'm sick of it, you guys. I'm sick of it. And I am only here for your highest timeline. So the second any of you come in here with any of this shit, I'm going to kick you out. I'm serious. Get working on your identity game. Decide who you're going to be. And that's going to change your life. Okay? See you guys tomorrow.